The Wimbledon Championship ends today with the men's final. SAS Tim Brooks and his 11-year-old daughter Maddie may very well skip watching it on television. They've invented their own game.
The game goes like this. I take a sheet of 8.5 by 11 paper and crumple it into a ball. Maddie stands in front of the wood stove. I stand in front of the glassware hutch about 8 feet away from her. I toss the ball underhand in a high arc, aiming for a spot about a foot or two above her head. She watches it and smacks it back at me with her open palm. I try to catch it. After about 2 minutes, our one-year-old border collie, Phoebe, wakes up and wanders over to a point midway between Maddie and me and watches intently, her ears pricked. If I drop a catch, Maddie gets a point. If Maddie misses a reachable smash or just tips the ball with a finger and it goes behind her, usually down the stairs, I get a point. If Maddie hits the ball into Phoebe's water bowl, she wins a goldfish. If the ball ends up on the floor, Phoebe is after it with astonishing speed. And if Maddie or I manage to grab it, but Phoebe is so close we feel her jaw close beside our fingers, that's called dog lips. If Phoebe gets the ball, she trots off with it into the living room and starts to rip it apart until she hears we've started playing again with another ball from our supply of crumpled up junk mail, at which point she loses interest in her half-shredded trophy and takes up her pounce position again. We play until someone reaches 10 points or 20 points, or until Phoebe eats the last available ball. It's a great indoor game. The ball can ping off china or glass without knocking it over. I have to make adjustments to catch a rebound off the ceiling or the hutch or the wall or the Christmas cactus. Maddie watches the arc carefully and adjusts by jumping or stepping back or even by falling away to her left and reaching up like Stefan Edberg hitting a cross-court overhead to an attempted lob over his backhand side. Maddie has instinctively learned the snap of the wrist, and if I get the height of the toss just right, she goes up both feet off the floor and smacks that thing so hard I don't even try to catch it, but spin around, hoping for a rebound off the corner cupboard where we keep art supplies, liquor, light bulbs, and miniature marshmallows. This is the thing about sport. It teaches us more than we can explain. It rewards us in ways we can't put into words. Sport is older and deeper than words. It's written with the body, in the body. Maddie knows this. She knows that a perfect hit is a thing of beauty, an instant when every muscle in her body cooperates, her arm unreeling like a whip. "Hoo yeah," she says.
Tim Brooks is the director of the writing program at Champlain College in Burlington, Vermont. This is NPR News.